Good afternoon and welcome to Acelos Arequipa First Quarter 2025 Earnings Conference Call. Joining us today from Lima, Peru is Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Today he will be discussing Acelos Arequipa First Quarter 2025 results as per the press release issued by the company on yesterday. Please note that all lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation is finished, we will open the floor for a Q&A session. At that moment, further instruction will be given for the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. Please be advised that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you are a member of the media and wish to direct any questions to the company, please contact the company directly after the call. For a copy of the earnings report or the webcast presentation that accompanies this call, please visit the company's website. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, these forward-looking statements are based on several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. Thus, we ask that you refer to the disclaimer located in the earnings release before making any investment decision. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Aceros Arequipa, Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Mr. Guzmán, you can proceed.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Aceros Arequipa First Quarter 2025 Conference Call. We are glad to have you with us today and appreciate your continued interest in the company's performance. Before we dive in, let me talk you through today's agenda, which you can find on slide number two. I will begin by highlighting some of the key events and recognitions for the quarter. Then I will provide an overview of our consolidated results before presenting a more in-depth analysis. And lastly, I will be sharing our initial guidance for our second guidance for the full year 2025, after which I will open the floor for your questions. With that, let's turn to our first agenda item, where I will cover recent events and recognitions in slide number three. In March, the shareholders' meeting approved a $7.9 million cash dividend payment, which was paid in April the 21st. Additionally, as part of our sustainability efforts, Aceros Arequipa has been included in an S&P Global Sustainability Yearbook for the fifth consecutive year. Moreover, it also improved its Standards & Poor's Global Corporate Sustainability Assessment, CSA, 2024 score compared to the score we achieved previously. And we were also ranked among the top five firms with sustainability best practice within the global steel sector. Now, please let us proceed to slide number four for an overview of our financial results. Please note that all presented figures are consolidated and unaudited for 2025. Additionally, any growth rates shown or commented will be year over year unless otherwise specified. In the first quarter of 2025, revenue reached 1.3 million, reflecting a strong 14% growth year over year. This performance was primarily driven by higher sales in Peru and Bolivia. Moreover, EBITDA rose to 195 million soles, a solid 20% increase year over year. At the bottom line, net profit was higher by 18 million, or 31%, mainly due to better results in Peru and Bolivia. At the end of the quarter, operating working capital requirements stood at 1,193 million, lower than the 1,384 million recorded at close of 2024, following lower inventory levels and accounts receivables. Meanwhile, we continue to advance our investment plans with CapEx totaling 51 million soles for the quarter. These investments were directed to our key projects to enhance our operational capacity and efficiency. Finally, the net debt closed at 1,837 million soles, lower than the end of last year. Our leverage ratio was also significantly lower, reaching 2.7 times EBITDA, driven by a combination of a lower net debt and a higher EBITDA. These results highlight our ability to deliver consistent growth while maintaining financial discipline and adequate investing focus on value creation. Please, let's now turn to slide number five. Let's now focus on the drivers for revenue growth. During the first quarter, consolidated revenue reached 1.3 billion soles, 158 million soles, or 14% increase to compare to the same quarter of last year. This increase was led by higher domestic revenue, which rose by 166 million, or 19%, driven primarily by higher volume of round bars for mining balls and rebar, and higher volume and prices of nails and wires. Revenue for other markets was 8 million lower due to lower sales in Colombia and the fact that we had a spot export to Brazil during the quarter last year. Regarding other markets, the Bolivian market remained our primary destination. Revenue from other markets contributed 18% of the total revenue. On a per category basis, the rebar and wire rod category increased by almost 6% year over year, mainly due to higher volume in Peru and better prices in Bolivia. Revenue of merchant bars and bars for mining balls category rose a little more than 49% year over year due to an increase in volume of round bar for mining balls. Other products such as nails and wires, steel sheets, coils, tubes, and byproducts increased by 23.5% year over year. Now, let's move to slide number six to discuss our operating profitability. Gross profit for the quarter reached 220 million. 22% higher than previous year, with a gross margin of 17%, a 1.2 percentage point increase from the same period of 2024. This improvement was driven by higher prices in Bolivia, which boosted profitability, better results in different product categories in Peru, especially nails and wires and round bars for mining balls, as well as the sale of byproducts. A higher gross profit boosted EBITDA for the quarter as it rose by 32 million soles or 20% year over year, reaching 195 million soles. The EBITDA margin stood at 15% compared to 14% in the same period of last year. Now, let's take a closer look to the drivers of the EBITDA in slide number seven. As noted previously, EBITDA increase of 32 million was largely as a result of a higher gross profit, which excluding depreciation and amortization rose by 45 million. SG&A expenses were 10 million higher, mainly as a result of higher variable personal expenses, and also in others by higher expenses for acquiring US dollars in Bolivia. With respect of the SG&A expenses, excluding depreciation and amortization, this represented 5% of total revenue, slightly higher than the 4.8% during the same period of 2024, but lower compared to previous years, quarters, sorry. Moving to slide number eight, let's discuss the drivers behind our net profit for the quarter. During the first quarter of 2025, net profit reached 79 million, a 31% increase compared to the net profit reported during the same period of 2024. This increase was primarily driven by higher operating profit, which was 29 million higher. Additionally, net interest expenses were 4 million lower than results from subsidiary, and results from subsidiary companies were 3 million better. Net profit increased despite the negative income from net exchange differences and higher tax income due to increased profits. Now let's move to slide number 9 to discuss our debt metric. As of March 2025, total financial debt stood at 2.4 billion, reflecting an 89 million soles reduction since December 2024. This lower debt was mainly attributed to amortizations of the mail shop lease, which balance decreased by 39 million soles, a 27 million soles reduction in the balance of other long-term debt, and a 24 million soles reduction of short-term debt. The consolidated net financial debt reached 1.8 billion, which was 156 million soles lower than that as of December 2024. The net financial debt to EBITDA ratio improved to 2.7 times, down from 3.1 times as of December 2024. This was mainly due to an increase in the last 12-month EBITDA and also a lower net debt. As of March, the composition of total debt was 39% denominated in soles, 49% was denominated in US dollars, 7% in bolivianos, and the remainder in Colombian and Chilean pesos. Now, let's move to slide number 10 to discuss working capital and CAPEX. As of March 2025, the operating working capital, which excludes cash financial liabilities, was 90 million soles lower than at December 2024, reaching 1.3 billion. This decrease was mainly driven by lower inventory levels, the use of tax credits, and higher accounts payable. Days of sales outstanding lowered to 36 versus 38 days as of December 2024. Days payables were similar to the end of last year at 48 days. And lastly, days of inventory improved 115 days, a 7 days reduction from the end of last year. Now let's take a look at CAPEX. During the quarter, CAPEX, the total CAPEX was 51 million soles, which mostly focused on investment allocated towards a new rolling mill in Pisco, the nails and wire plant, and our warehouse in Lurín. Now let's turn to slide number 11 to discuss cash flow. As of March 2025, the total cash balance reached 568 million soles, which is 68 million soles above the one that we closed at December of 2024, mainly as a result of a better performance in EBITDA, lower investments, and lower leverage. Operating cash flow was positive in 197 million, mainly explained by the better EBITDA and lower working capital requirements. The net cash flow from investments was 37 million, primarily driven by investments in property, plant, and equipment of 51 million soles, partially offset by interest income of 7 million soles and dividends received of 8 million soles. Cash flow from financing showed a negative 98 million soles, which included net amortization of 59 million soles, interest payments of 38 million soles. Let's now move to slide number 12 so we can discuss our updated guidance for 2025. Our outlook for the full year 2025, we anticipate that revenue will grow more than 5% during this year, driven by a better performance in Peru and some subsidiaries. We also anticipate a better EBITDA than for 2025, reaching a figure of 720 million soles. We maintain our CAPEX target for this year to be around 260 million soles, a decrease from 2024 as we approach the end of this investment cycle. For 2025, dividend payments are expected to be around 90 million soles, 42% above of what was paid on 2024. Lastly, the earnings per share ratio is expected to close around 0.26 soles, following a better profit for the year. We remain committed to delivering outstanding value to our shareholders and stakeholders by prioritizing our quality in investing, driving market diversification, and upholding our leadership position through ongoing innovation and improvement. Thank you for your time and attention today. We are eager to address any questions you may have in the Q&A session. Belisario, I turn it over to you.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for your question. If you would like to ask a question, please message the host through Zoom chat, and your microphone will be unmuted. Questions will be taken in order in which they are received. If you have any question, please send a text message through Zoom chat. There appears to be no questions at this time. So I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Guzmán for closing remarks. Ricardo, I think your mic is mute.
Oh, sorry, yes. Well, I just want to thank all of you for your participation in today's conference. We appreciate your continued interest and dedication to our shared journey. As we look to the future, we remain committed to transparency and fostering open communication with all our stakeholders. We hope you will join us for the next quarter call. Should you have any additional questions or require more information, please contact Belisario within our investor relations team, that he will be readily available to assist you. Well, thank you all once again, and we wish you a wonderful day ahead.